We move on now to State House District 20, also in Anchorage, where we have incumbent Max Grunberg who joins us. Mr. Grunberg, give us a minute of introduction and then we'll ask some questions.
Thank you, Jill. And thank you for inviting us into your home tonight. My name is Max Grunberg. I'm running for re-election to the State House. I've represented Mountain View, Russian Jack, and Turpin now for 8 years. Before that, I represented Spinard for a number of years. I was the House Majority Leader a couple of times. I'm running for my 9th term. I'm the most senior member in the House. And I have the experience to help get things done, whether it's the people mover, other transportation, money for the schools, tough crime laws. We've got a lot of challenges coming up. And I look forward to completing work and going forward on all of these fronts. We've got a wonderful state and a lot of exciting things are going on.
Price gouging is something that has come up with some other candidates and yourself as well, involving energy resources. Just explain briefly how you would tackle that, what you've done in the past, and what you believe still needs to be done.
Well, price gouging is one type of potential price fixing. It's a difficult subject because there are lots of things that go into the prices for, let's say, gasoline at the pump. We have a little antitrust act in Alaska, and I introduced a major piece of legislation last year with about 10 other co-sponsors. It's still in committee. I'm going to introduce it again. What it will do is revitalize and update our antitrust laws. It's an important piece of legislation. It'll be one of my priorities for this next year.
Cook Inlet gas is another hot topic, particularly in South Central. How are we doing on that front? I know that we have some entities that are seeking LNG export licenses. There are lawmakers who have said that cannot occur until you get guarantees for local consumers. How do you see that situation at this particular point in time, and what can the legislature still do to ensure that the statewide has what it needs?
Well, we're informed that there are lots of reserves of natural gas under Cook Inlet. They're not easy to find. They're deep. We passed an important piece of legislation last year to encourage and finance bringing what's called a jackup rig to Cook Inlet. That will now, since it's passed, help us explore and find large new fields that hopefully will supply gas in the immediate future and keep the price down. I supported that.
Okay. And executive ethics, that's been a matter of concern for you as well. What would you change in terms of our ethics laws that is currently unresolved, if anything?
Well, a year ago, the governor, through the Attorney General, proposed an amendment to the Executive Ethics Act dealing with the transportation expenses for the governor and lieutenant governor's families when they go on official business, and also dealing with reimbursement for costs and attorney's fees if the ethics charges are proven unfounded. There were some problems with the regulation, and I introduced a bill that would have cured those problems. It was widely supported, but unfortunately it died in committee. The executive branch has now reintroduced these regulations. My staff and I are reviewing them. I think there's an improvement, but I think that there may be some things we need to do legislatively. Most importantly, the real question is whether the executive branch should publish regulations regulating itself. I think that's a legislative function, and we should do it in law. And that's important why we have introduced the legislation. I look forward to seeing it reintroduced again.
What's top of your list for your district for capital improvement, something that you would be willing to direct money to fund?
We were very fortunate in putting money into the people mover system. And that is important to the people in Mountain View and Russian Jack, many of whom don't have cars and depend upon public transportation. We got, through the delegation, about $1 million. We leveraged that with federal funds 6 times to get $8 million for new buses, refurbishing old buses, and also improving bus stops and things like that. Just imagine you had to take a bus. It's in the middle of the winter. You're old, you're infirm, you have a baby in your arm, and there's not even a place to sit down, and you have to stand out in the snow. I think there should at least be some kind of benches or seats, some kind of covered area for the people who need the buses to get out of the cold while they wait for the bus.
Okay. And should you find yourself in Juneau again, what's the top legislative matter you would want addressed right away?
There are a number of things. I think one of the things we need to do is something that we really didn't do last year, and that is pass a statewide transportation plan. Pete Peterson and I sit on the transportation committee together, and we represent Anchorage. There's other representatives from Anchorage too. But unfortunately, that bill didn't pass. And I'd like to see us really work on that, as I've mentioned.
And I apologize, I don't mean to cut you off, but we're out of time, and so you have 1 minute to close.
Thank you. And again, thank you for inviting me and the rest of us into your homes tonight. It's tough running for office, but it's nice to have a chance to visit with you personally and to see you not just here tonight, but at the door. People really don't get a chance to see us very often. And when we come to your door, all of us, it's a chance to visit with you personally. Please keep in touch with us. We can only represent you to the extent you help us. I'm Max Gruenberg, running for re-election from Mountain View, Turpin, and Russian Jack. I'd appreciate your vote and your support, whichever way you vote. Just be sure to vote. Thank you, and thank you, Jill.
All right, thank you, sir. And we turn now to Scott Kohlhaas, who is a Libertarian candidate for the same seat. He is running unopposed in his party for the primary. I'd like to give you an opportunity to introduce yourself, tell us why you're running, and I'll ask you some questions.
My name is Scott Kohlhaas, and I'm a candidate for the State House of Representatives in District 20, which is Mountain View, Russian Jack, and the Turpin areas of Northeast Anchorage. And it doesn't really matter who wins this debate tonight, or in the end, it doesn't really matter who wins the election. Because in our neighborhood, no matter what happens, we're going to have to roll up our sleeves and get down to the serious work of helping young people and improving our schools. And I'm hoping during this debate that people will have a chance to take down a couple of numbers of a couple principals in our neighborhood. So they can call and volunteer, and hopefully we can get something accomplished tonight.
Okay. One of the things you have said is that you believe there are many laws that should be repealed. We have too many. What are some of the laws in Alaska that you feel should be repealed, given the opportunity to do it?
I think ACEs should be repealed. I think AGEA should be repealed. I think that we have to move away from the ownership state. I think if you reverse ownership state, you have state ownership, and I think that's a mistake. I think we should move toward private ownership of the land. I wouldn't care if the Sierra Club owned ANWR and didn't want to ever drill, ever. Fine, as long as we didn't have this constant struggle over what we're going to do with all this land. I would repeal the laws against marijuana in this state. I think that the drug laws are immoral and should be repealed. There are so many different laws that need to be repealed. For the governor to cut $3 billion out of a $500 billion budget it's not enough. So there's plenty on the table that should be cut.
Another area where you feel that some changes could be made is the way police are staffed and the use of police resources. Some of your opinions of people may feel are somewhat controversial, but talk a little bit about that. You think there are some crimes that maybe they shouldn't be responding to?
Well, I think we have a limited number of police, and there are people out there, politicians and entertainers, who are constantly calling for more police. And I ask these folks, how many police do you want? And the answer is only ever more. They just want more. And as a civil libertarian, that troubles me because I don't want to live in a police state. I think we need to take a look at how we allocate the police we have. Now, there have been several articles in the paper recently about the Vice Squad busting up a card game of some elderly gentlemen, using police time to entrap people with prostitution. And I believe, and I've looked at this, if we If we reallocated police from these areas, from the vice squad, maybe cut the number of police that are giving out traffic tickets in half, we could put those police into departments that are serious crimes like homicide and sexual assault and robbery. So it's not a question of more police. It's a question of how are we using those police.
Realistically, another thing that you've talked about is cutting taxes and also improving access to great medical care for kids and, you know, exceptional educations. How do you reconcile those two agendas? How do you, on the one hand, cut the money that's coming in and on the other, shore up the things you want your families to have access to?
You know, it's not just a question of money. We have some elementary schools in our district. Ptarmigan Elementary School gets 30 hours a week of volunteer time from the neighborhood, and Mountain View Elementary gets 25 hours. Wonder Park gets 20 hours. And Tyson Elementary gets 15 hours of volunteer work every week. Now, there has to be something that we can do besides, obviously throwing money at it has not solved this particular problem. So there has to, now I am one man, there's only so much I can do. I hope I can show the leadership to find the people that are needed to solve this problem and get those hours up.
Okay, and you have 1 minute for a closing statement.
Well, again, my name is Scott Kohlhaas, and I'm running for State House from District 20. That's Mountain View, Russian Jack, and the Turpin areas of Northeast Anchorage. And I hope everybody has a pen and paper handy, and you can take down a couple of numbers. Michelle Bain at Wonder Park Elementary School is the principal, and she's at 337-1569. That's 337-1569. And they need people to call in and be a crosswalk guardian or a mentor or read to these kids. Another one is John Quito, the principal at Tyson Elementary. His number is 742-8000. That's 742-8000. Now, if one person out there can make that call and volunteer their time, well, then something good has been accomplished tonight.
All right. Thank you, sir. That's Scott Kohlhaas, a Libertarian candidate in the primary for State House District 19 in Anchorage.